This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Today, Nation Talk speaks with Marcia Trudeau-Bomberry, CEO of the 2017 North American Indigenous Games, taking place July 16th to the 23rd. The games will be presented in numerous venues in Six Nations on the Grand River, Hamilton, and Toronto, Ontario. Marcia, welcome to Nation Talk.
Thank you for having me.
Just want to jump right in. What is the theme of the 2017 North American Indigenous Games this year?
The theme of the game from the start was past, present, future, all one. And along the way, we've also brought in and developed a campaign around Team 88. And we can talk about that a little bit later. But really, we've embraced what Team 88 stands for and how they connect with the past, present, future theme and reconciliation as a whole.
Nice. You're about 38 days now from the opening of the 2017 Games. What is going to take place opening day, and where will it be presented, things like that?
So the opening ceremony will take place on Sunday, July 16th at York University in Toronto. It'll be at the Aviva Centre, which is, for those who are not aware, it's the home of Tennis Canada and the Rogers Cup. A really great world-class venue, and that's going to be our home for the opening ceremonies. And we're really excited about what we've got lined up for the opening ceremonies. And we've also got a viewing party planned just adjacent to that site where we'll also have the parade of athletes, which is an important part of the opening ceremonies. And various teams that are traveling and competing in these games will also have their own cup rallies and their own smaller events. So that'll be taking place, I think, before the parade of athletes actually takes place, just a way to create excitement and to hype up the parade of athletes in the opening ceremony. So it's going to be an exciting day.
Wow. You mentioned Team 88. Can you tell us a little bit about Team 88?
Absolutely. So Team 88 was a campaign that we have developed within our host society, recognizing that there are 5 calls to action around sport and reconciliation from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And specifically, number 88 references the North American Indigenous Games as an important platform for long-term athlete development for Indigenous people. And it calls on all levels of government to provide continued support for these games. So we've embraced this call to action, and we've developed a campaign called Team 88, where we celebrate what these games are about. We celebrate some of the youth that'll take part in these games. And we've also created something called 88 Stories of Success, where we're putting the spotlight on different youth from across North America and some of their accomplishments, taking a little bit of call to action number 87, which talks about telling the story of putting the spotlight on telling the national story of Indigenous athletes. So we really embrace where we can those calls to action and including and highlighting some of those calls to actions where we can within that 88 campaign.
Okay. The North American Indigenous Games will welcome over 5,000 athletes. I understand it'll hold over 14 sport categories. In Toronto, Hamilton, Six Nations, with the Grand River. You have a call for volunteers going on. Can you tell us a little bit about the volunteer program?
Sure. Our volunteer program is really, we could not deliver anything. I think any major games could not deliver a successful games without the support from the numerous volunteers that come out to help. And we're no different. We aimed to recruit and train 2,000 volunteers that will help us deliver these games. And the roles are such a variety in what you can do. If there's a certain sport you like, there are ways to get involved in the delivery of that sport competition. If it's just something behind the scenes. We likely have a role for you. If news and media and communications is your thing, we probably have something for you within our media department. So just a lot of various roles and different things, ways you can help out as a volunteer. We do have ongoing recruitment on our website at www.naig2017.to. There's a link there called Get Involved, and it will take you to our volunteer portal. It'll ask what you're interested in, what some of your other volunteer experiences might have included, and it'll help us to find that fit for you so that we're both getting the value out of this experience.
Nice. Can you tell us a little bit about the categories? What kind of sport are you presenting?
There are 14 different sport categories. Some of them are your court sports, like traditional court sports, volleyball, basketball, badminton, athletics, which is track and field. And then there's the swimming competition, baseball, golf, lacrosse, canoe, kayak, and archery are ones that we've identified as having significant ties and root to Indigenous people. Soccer, softball, wrestling. So with 14 different sports, it is a very large games, and I think we're along with the age ranges, we'll see a lot of great athletes that are coming to compete.
Wow, can't wait! The North American Indigenous Games will be hosting several cultural events, I understand. Can you talk about some of the upcoming shows?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that makes these games different from any other games is that it's a celebration of who we are as Indigenous people, and any chance that you have to gather all these different representatives from all these tribes from across North America, it's a time for us to celebrate our cultures, and we plan to do this through a cultural festival. We call it One Cultural Festival that's going to be delivered at two sites. So the two sites are at York University as well as McMaster University, and we're looking at a variety of different cultural programming that'll take place throughout the day, an Indigenous marketplace, a trade show, and then as we transition into the evening program, the cultural festival sites will transition into sort of a central celebration circle where we'll have some of the medal awards presentations taking place, and then nightly entertainment from Indigenous artists from across North America.
Now, you mentioned the medals. Where do those presentations take place?
Some of them will take place on venue, as has been the tradition at previous North American Indigenous Games. However, when and where it is feasible, we've also endeavored to really create the celebratory feel about the medal presentation. So we want to centralize that in the cultural village and really make a nice presentation of this. So the plan is to when and where we can is to have some of those medal presentations take place at the cultural festival, which again is different from previous games.
None of this is possible without sponsors. Who do you have that stepped up?
Right now, last week we had a major announcement where we have announced Hydro One as our presenting sponsor for the one of our presenting sponsors, and they're also the presenting sponsor for the opening ceremonies, and we're just really proud that they have come aboard and are helping us with that corporate support that we need. I mean, any games will tell you that support from the corporate sector is really important, and we're actually preparing to have some announcements about other presenting sponsors, so I don't want to burst that bubble yet.
Okay, I'm sure it's not too late for other sponsors to get involved. How does everybody get a hold of North America Indigenous Games?
You're absolutely right. I mean, it is not too late for other sponsors to come aboard, and any information about sponsorships or about volunteering can be found on the North American Indigenous Games website. Again, for volunteers, there's that one button for Get Involved, and for sponsorships, there is information at the bottom of our front homepage, where there's an email address and specific contact information for anyone who is interested in that corporate support and in aligning their branding with ours for these games.
Well, Marcia, thank you to you and your team for working so hard on this incredible endeavor. Thank you for joining Nation Talk.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.